Towson University's College of Fine Arts and Communication and the Towson University Department of Theater Arts are presenting Tennessee Williams' classic play, The Glass Menagerie, October 19th through the 26th. With me in the studio is Stephen Nuns, who is directing The Glass Menagerie at Towson University. Welcome.
Thanks.
Stephen, during your time in New York, you did a lot of avant-garde theater as a director, writer, and composer. How does that experience inform your work with this production as the director?
I think that the play has sort of suffered this realism malaise that has gone on for a while with it. And people have certain kinds of expectations about what they're going to see when they see Glass Menagerie. And I actually don't think it's what Tennessee Williams was after when he wrote the play. It's very clear in his stage directions in the original script, and we're actually doing the original script, not the acting version of the script, which was a rewrite that Williams did in the 70s. We're doing the original one. And in that, he's very clear about how it's not supposed to be a realistic play. He did not want it to be, you know, sort of naturalistic method acting kind of thing at all.
You have an all-student cast for this production. Mm-hmm. How are they reacting to the staging that you're doing based on maybe prior experiences with the play or preconceptions, things like that?
Well, I think it's been a bit of a sell to them. They've been in for a bit of a wild ride. I got very interested in the idea of the character Tom, who is telling the story. He's the narrator of the story, and he's talking in a period of time long after when the play took place. And I talked with this great young actor named Matt Jeffers. We were talking about, you know, maybe thinking it's about 20 years after the 1930s and the 50s, a sort of beat period, that this character is now probably a kind of a Lenny Bruce, Jack Kerouac kind of character, probably on drugs and these sorts of things. So he makes these transitions, and it's actually kind of a tour de force when he does it. He's quite amazing, where he's this sort of drug-addled person when he's doing the monologues, and then he shifts into his former self, and it's really kind of amazing to watch. And I think there's another aspect of it that sort of we're playing around with as well, is that the character of Laura, which is usually played as this sort of young ingenue, ephemeral blonde, you know, kind of waif kind of character who just happens to have a brace on her leg, is sort of the wrong way of thinking about it, I think, because the character was based on Williams' actual sister, Rose, who spent most of her life in and out of institutions. She had real mental issues, disabilities, and nobody knows exactly what it was, but they didn't have the capacity to diagnose it exactly. I think she went through shock treatment. It was really quite bad. So what we're doing is we're sort of playing the actress who's playing Laura, Rena Broad, is doing this attempt at a sort of almost Asperger's kind of thing with the character. So she's not crippled in that she's limping around the stage, but she's crippled in another way.
This is Tennessee Williams' The Glass Menagerie, running October 19th through the 26th at Towson University. This will be performed in the Center for the Arts Main Stage Theater. I've been speaking today with director Stephen Nuns. And Stephen, the number and website for more information, please.
It's 410-704-2787. And the website is www.towson.edu/arts-calendar.
With me in the studio today, Stephen Nuns, Associate Professor and Director of the MFA Program in Theater Arts at Towson University. He's also directing The Glass Menagerie. Stephen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.